Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Little known fact, what? Iceland, not a lot of ice there.
Yes, every fifth grader knows it.
They didn't want nobody else to come there, oh. So they decided to call it Iceland.
Really?
To deter people from coming there.
Good job, Wiggy.
Well, you know.
History corner with Wiggy.
I thought every fifth grader knew it.
That's what I thought.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
So delighted that they didn't listen to you and get rid of the Sway Man when you wanted to do that a month ago.
One of them's going to play come playoff time.
It doesn't matter because they're both fantastic.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
What do you think of chicken parm?
Very good. My favorite. If I on death row, that's my meal.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
PVC and composite decking. Devin McCourty.
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis and Shime.
You think you're going to win it all with 3-2 guards? That's why we can't close games, Curtis. Basketball guy, you are a freaking manager. Stop acting like you know anything.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the pass.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody?
Woo, well.
What
Shime putting me in a body bag early this morning.
Oh, Shime's just having fun.
Oh.
I mean.
Of course, that's what we do at the Open every day.
Yeah.
So when you're back there and I just flub on something, do you just go clip?
Yes, I literally I press a button. I press the letter M on my keyboard and it makes a good marker for me so I know exactly when it happens.
Unbelievable.
I mean, without your flubs, we would have no remote Courtney. So
true.
It's an important part of the program.
That is true.
That is the great thing about being the board guy because you can basically clown on everybody at any time.
Yeah. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know, I'm above ground. That's all that matters to me.
Good.
Greg, good job on your Instagram influencing last night. You put enough content from the concert, but not too much. You know, that's a line that you got to walk. Looked fun, though.
It was a great show. There is arguably no better artist than 73-year-old Bruce Springsteen. And I know Shime agrees because we discussed it at length before the start of the show this morning.
Yes, I was very jealous. I was living vicariously through your Instagram story.
Hit after hit after hit. The man has an enviable catalog, and the garden was full last night.
I heard the garden ran out of sausages. Is that true?
Do you like the sweets, though, for a concert? Or do you feel like you're too far away from the performer?
No, I like the suite because the food is free.
All right.
And personal bathroom.
Or do you watch it more? Do they put the performance on like the monitors?
The Jumbotron? Yeah. You can't see the Jumbotron from the suite.
No, but I mean the monitors in the suite, the TVs.
It wasn't on the...
Okay.
I don't think it was on the... I watched the whole... I mean, I was transfixed by Bruce Springsteen. I take a lot of abuse about my love of Bruce, but the guy at 73 years old played nearly 3 hours last night.
That's impressive.
And it's not a break. It's back to back to back, hit after hit after hit, and it was an extraordinary show.
And you were still here on time.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of flex time abuse going on around this place, and it's rampant. And I refused to participate in it. Ken was encouraging me to come in at 7, and I woke myself right up this morning, and I said, I'm going to work. I like work.
You're
I enjoy work. I like being with you people every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Courtney.
Sasha wears a sweater cape.
Yes, that is true.
But, Greg, what are you going to do when, God forbid, in 30 years, Bruce is no longer with us? Well, you probably won't be. But But the situation with this is, are you going to get into the hologram the way they've done with Michael Jackson? Do you think you'll go to a show to have a hologrammed Bruce?
I don't know. I've thought a lot about that because, honestly, I would like to go at some point to see how the hologram show is, but they haven't done any of an artist that I really like. I think the only one they've done is ABBA. They did the full. I think that concert's going on right now, like the ABBA hologram concert.
Is ABBA dead?
I think they're on life support. I don't know.
Because didn't they just release like a new album like a year ago?
Yeah, but look it up, Shine. Like, I think they're doing a hologram ABBA concert because maybe they don't want to tour anymore or something. I don't know. Or maybe people want to see them when they're in their prime or something like that.
Yeah, they've been dubbed ABBA-tars.
Right, that's what it is, right?
ABBA Curtis? Voyage. Experience ABBA on stage.
Yeah.
So they are alive, but it's that music, right? That's that like 70s disco dancing queen.
Oh, they have a ton of hits.
Right, so I think you can probably get away with the hologram.
What if every Friday we did a hologram Greg Hill show? We worked just 4 days a week.
As there are communities that are considering passing that as a law, Curtis, the 4-day work week.
I'm all for it.
It may eventually be here. Who knows?
But good show?
It was great. It was the... for literally being 73 years old and running around like he does, the guy...
For three hours, that's impressive.
It's pretty amazing.
Because how many artists do you really think do three-hour concerts?
Not many.
I wouldn't say there's many that do that.
No.
And Bruce isn't doing, like, costume changes, so there's really no time off stage.
No, there's nothing. It's like lights off, plays music, and, you know, turns the lights on at the end because everybody wants to sing along.
There's no dance sequence or anything like that.
So. Did he do the thing where he walks out and he, like, grabs, like, the sign from a couple of the fans and he'll just play the song?
No, he didn't do the request. I love when he does that, but he didn't do that last night. So, but it was a fantastic show. I really enjoyed myself, and if you have a chance to go see him before he is a hologram, I would go see him before he's a hologram. Wiggy, there's probably artists that you would love to see as a hologram.
I'm not a
some of the rappers who are no longer with us.
Right, did you see Tupac?
I'd go see Tupac hologram. I would love to see that. What, Curtis? You wouldn't want to go see that?
I would love to. There's going to be changes.
See, I'm not a huge concert guy. I like a concert that has a blend of different artists. So,
no, you like small venues.
Right, but I do.
Those are the cool concerts.
But if I go to a concert, I want to see a blend of different artists. Like, so if I'm at a Jay-Z concert, I want to see him bring up Kanye, Nas. Like, I want all of that in it. Rather, I can't just watch one person perform for 3 hours straight. I like to see them bring up, you know, a lot of concerts.
Yeah, Drake's been doing that recently.
Bring some a bunch of different people. So, yeah, I mean, that's maybe why I wouldn't go see a hologram unless I knew, like, maybe Dre was going to be there, Snoop was going to be there, you know, like some of these other artists that Tupac did songs with.
You wouldn't want to see Pac as a hologram? I think that would be extraordinary.
No, I mean, I told you, I like... you. I'm amazed that people can just watch one person
sleeping or awake
at a show. I like to see whoever the headliner is bring out multiple people.
Yeah, this is Chad from New Hampshire. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Good morning. Just want to say good morning, everybody. And Greg, I was really calling just to do a wellness check on you. Every morning before the show starts, I hear a commercial you do. And you just seem so out of breath, man. I just want to make sure you're okay. Which, you know, your gym is going good. I don't know if I can say it. It's the QC Kinetics commercial.
Oh.
You just seem really out of breath, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. If you're talking about a live commercial or a recorded commercial,
I'm guessing it's recorded, but you just sound like you're really out of breath. I don't know if it's stressful, if Curtis is just like really putting the program on you. You know, whipping you with the chain. Come on, Greg.
I'm really not stressed out. Maybe just the breathing thing. Like maybe I have some sort of a breathing issue. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying close attention, but I will.
Yeah, time to tape your mouth shut when you sleep.
Make sure that cold cut doesn't get stuck right down in the throat. You know what I mean?
How's that working for Joe Mazzulla, the sleeping thing?
I don't know.
Is that helping him?
I don't think so.
Hurting? Is it hurting at this point?
Maybe he's taking a break from it. Needs to get back on track.
Curtis, another big bracket buster last night.
Bracket buster?
Yeah. Indiana, number one. A number one seed done. See you later.
Another one seed done, Zo.
Another women's. One seed gone.
Oh,
I was very confused. What tournament are we talking about? The NIT?
Equal opportunity, Greg Hill.
I'll tell him.
I got to tell you, my women's bracket is immaculate right now.
I know. I see you working on it in the office from time to time.
You know what? I love basketball below the rim. I think it's intended to be played that way.
I mean, Stanford's gone now. Indiana's gone.
Yeah.
And I really got to say, Gino Auriemma doesn't get his just due. The man can just flat out coach.
UConn's going to win it again, baby.
All right. Well, we got lots to get to on today's show, including today's leads in just about 15 minutes or so, around 6:25. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And we'll discuss during the news why one Canadian town is apologizing for their low-hanging fruit tourism campaign. So I think we can play the actual jingle when we get to the news, according to 7:30 on this morning show. They said it coming up at 8, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss whether what Wiggy's favorite quarterback said yesterday means he is making a comeback. So that will have Wiggy very excited during They Said It coming up at 8 o'clock. And speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN's Rob Dinkovich, who is a noted Lamar liker, will join us on this show at 8:20 this morning.
Hashtag Team Lamar.
Is that how excited, Chime? He's on Lamar Island with you and Wiggy. And
I never liked Rob Dinkovich more.
That is crazy to me because he was put the flag down on Mac Island with you.
Did he?
Yes.
Do you remember, Greg, when everybody said Cam was going to be the starter in year two? Rob Dinkovich was the only person in the wilderness on ESPN saying Mac will be the week one starter. He's connected. He knows what's going on, which is why his points on Lamar are even more important to listen to.
Yeah. Everybody's jumped on my Lamar train. I've been pushing this thing for
our Lamar train.
Okay,
you are number one.
Shime and I have been pushing this for this thing for, I would say, a year at least. We've been pushing this thing. Like, we were saying, all right, this is Lamar's. You know, he's going to potentially be franchised after this season. We were on this thing from Jump Street. Now it seems like people are starting to like,
I mean, it is surprising, though, that you don't hear. You normally hear Shefty or whoever with whispers about who is in. And you don't hear any kind of talk about who's in.
Well, it's because he doesn't have an agent, so there's nobody to talk. It's just Lamar and his mom. Mm-hmm. So unless Schefter is texting Lamar like he was texting Aaron Rodgers, then he has none of these reporters have any information. It's also why teams weren't able to talk to him prior to the start of actual free agency, because you can't tamper with players. He doesn't have an agent, so you can't tamper with the agent. Mm-hmm. So we can't even talk to the player until free agency starts.
And his mother she doesn't represent anybody else, so she's probably not at Combine, so there's not those whispers. You know, all you see is like these. I think Carolina put something out there yesterday that they were looking to go in the direction of a young guy. They weren't in on Lamar, but who the hell knows?
Yeah, all right. Well, lots to get to on the show this morning. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, and the text line is 37937. And here is Courtney with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cape Cod Lumbers, your local TimberTech dealer. Let's start with some football updates. The Bills have signed Damian Harris to a one-year deal, and Nelson Aguilar took a visit with the Ravens, according to the NFL Transaction Wire. So those are the two big stories out of Gillette, out of New England this morning. The Sox fell to the Pirates yesterday, 7-5. Red Sox spring training continues today, 1:05. Sox and Orioles, you can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network with Lou Merlone and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway, Greg. We are in single digits, 9 days out from opening day.
Can't wait. We may not be broadcasting from the stadium, Curtis. I got an update yesterday from the lifeguard, and we may be out at a location live on opening day. So
okay.
We'll have details on that soon.
All right,
a Fenway opening day roadshow.
Are you going to watch more than three innings on opening day?
I normally stay, Shime, well into the sixth or seventh on opening day.
Well, with the pitch clock.
Yeah, Dad, now it'll be more.
I like to reacquaint myself with people in spring. You know, I think we all come out of hibernation, and it's an opportunity to say hello to folks. And
that's it.
Do a little glad handing, if you will, as they say in the business.
A very busy stretch here for the show and the foundation because we'll be out somewhere for the opener.
Yes.
Then we have the Zac Brown Band on Sunday night,
yes,
the 16th. And then we have the broadcast for Marathon Monday at Capitol Grill.
Yes, Capitol Grill broadcast. And then we
when is that?
That's Marathon Monday.
I know. What day is Marathon Monday? The 17th. Okay.
Third Monday in April has been for about 100 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Marathon Monday was your event. My whole time living here, I never went to Marathon Monday. So,
but you love it.
I love that's my favorite event. The Capitol Grill one, the breakfast, and
is it the food or?
Oh, it's definitely the food.
It's the food. Yeah. And you do love a good Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, Aperol Spritz, the breakfast we get, the prosciutto mozzarella wraps.
Wiggy's plus one is the food demon.
The marathon, I mean, it is what it is. We know that somebody from Africa is going to win. I mean, they've been doing it for, the last 50 years?
Kenya, it's the mountainous countries.
Well, it's...
But, I mean, it's very easy, obviously, to get you to go to an event. You just have to have great food there.
That gets me there.
Yeah. All right. And then the road shows, Curtis. The road shows are piling up.
Mm.
I think we're going to have maybe close to 10 different road shows
Holy
this spring.
Crap.
Wow.
Yeah. So, should be good.
Well, the World Baseball Classic Championship game is tonight in Miami. That's the U.S., who's the reigning champ from 2017, taking on Japan. First pitch, 7 p.m. We've got two games after the Sox matinee. The Bruins welcome the Senators to town tonight. Puck drop at 7, and the Celtics take on the Kings out west. Tip at 10.
Shine, Bruins can lock number 2 seed with a win tonight. Is that correct?
I believe that mathematically that is how that plays out,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech Advanced PVC and composite decking is everything wood should be. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLco.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Good morning, Courtney. It is a gorgeous day in Boston. Chilly right now, 36 degrees, but heading up towards 60, partly cloudy skies, a gorgeous Tuesday.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, she's the one.
Twitch chat. Never forget who's watching the show on Twitch and participating in the Twitch chat. And you can do that, too. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And never forget, says, WTF is this? It's Bruce Springsteen, you boob. Greatest artist of all time. What do you mean, what is this? Gosh. Hey, I want to say, I want to say good morning to Joseph Levitt. He and his daughter both are listeners of the program, multi-generational listeners of the program. She won the tickets that Ernie gave away for the Bruce Show last night on this program. She won them and took her dad.
Oh, that's so okay. Nice.
And so I wanted to thank them and had a good time watching the show with them last night. So, and a fantastic Bruce Show last night. Unbelievable. I'm going to have to go back and see him in Gillette when he comes back to Gillette in August. We got lots to get to this morning, including the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and they said it at 8, and at 8 during they said it, we will discuss whether or not Wiggy's favorite quarterback is about to make a comeback when it comes to the NFL. So big news for Wiggy this morning. We'll get to that during they said it at 8. And 8:20, speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN's Rob Ninkovich, who is hopping aboard the Lamar Jackson train with Shime and Wiggy. So we'll talk to Rob Ninkovich at 8:20 on this morning's show. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is the artist that Wiggy says is the greatest guitarist of all time. And you might be right.
Your boy said it too, Eric Clapton.
Well, not my boy, Eric Clapton.
What?
who are you referring to?
Eric Clapton, right? Isn't that every time we always talk about...
You just said your boy said it too, and I'm wondering who you're talking about.
It's a carp?
No,
he's calling Eric Clapton your boy.
I'm calling Eric Clapton your
Eric
boy.
Eric Clapton said
that Prince is the best guitarist.
Yeah. Jermaine, could you be more clear when you discuss these topics with me, please?
You know, we were talking to Carson from Carson and Kennedy, and he led me to say that your boy, who you always say every time we bring up the best guitar players, you always bring up Eric Clapton,
yes.
And Eric Clapton said that Prince is the greatest guitar player.
Aren't you participating in You Can't Beat Kennedy?
I think I am today.
Wow.
Is that at 8:45? Yes, we're doing a little bit. The world, the trivia of the masses. Black trivia, Spanish trivia.
Pop culture, right?
Pop culture. It's all
you
we
mentally
got.
Mentally warmed up?
We got it all covered. I'm always mentally warmed up, baby.
So how does that work?
I have no idea.
Are you doing it live on their show?
I think so. It's like a foyer event. You never know until you get there.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't really give you much detail. They just tell you to show
that's
up.
That's our sister station.
Yep.
Mix 104.1.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be on there at 8:45. Right. So does that mean you have to leave this show to do it?
I don't know how the technology works.
Uh-huh,
I just go where they tell me to
go.
Okay.
All right.
And doesn't Mix do like a lot of like, you know, pop music?
Yeah.
So maybe I can finagle myself some Drake tickets out of there.
They're giving away Taylor Swift tickets right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll get some Taylor Swift tickets and then I'll sell them.
And then use that money to buy Drake tickets.
Yes.
Greg, exactly. Carson immediately regretted this because the second he agreed to it, Wiggy got in on him about what type of trivia, if it's white trivia, and he was his eyes glazed
I
over.
I said, you gotta add a little black pop culture in there as well. It can't be, you know.
Love and hip hop.
Yeah, it can't just be strictly the royal family.
And Harry Styles.
Because that's like pop culture. Anytime anybody, you hear what happened to Meghan Markle and
yeah, but
so you want it to be like name five NBA players that a Kardashian has smashed. Yeah, right? So that's you, what you want it to be.
Here you go. I could do that all day long.
Jimmy Jackson Five.
Tristan Thompson. Yes. Lamar. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right.
So Blake Griffin. Ben Simmons. Devin Booker.
Chris right. Humphries.
The list goes on and
Tristan's
on.
Tristan's reportedly getting a workout with the Lakers.
Okay. Let's get to the leads. Thank you. The leads are brought to you this morning by Ketch's Law Group. And Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit catcheslaw.com. Hello, Shime.
Hello, Gregory. Good morning, Boston. I'm here with some positive, just some general positivity today because normally I am a cloud of disaster and mayhem. So today I wanted to tell you the Bruins are 9 wins away from tying the all-time record for most wins in an NHL season. And I think it's very achievable. You look at the rest of their schedule, there's really kind of 4 swing games, the Lightning, the Hurricanes, the Devils, the Maple Leafs. Those other 9 games that they have remaining are very winnable games, and a lot of them should be wins. You get 2 of them with Montreal, you get the Columbus Blue Jackets in there. So games that should be won. So I think down here, down the stretch, you've seen them turn it around after their mini slump. They're lighting it back up again. I think you're going to continue to see that. It's going to be interesting to see them play teams like the Hurricanes and stuff, who you are going to see in the playoffs.
And Toronto, yeah. So you'll probably see Toronto. You'll theoretically, I think Carolina will end up being probably the number 2 seed.
Correct.
So you'll end up seeing a couple playoff teams here, and you can gauge how you look against them. And Wiggy says, regular season, you know, doesn't really matter, but it would be, it would be extraordinary for the Bruins to end up with the best record ever in the NHL.
It'd be like the 07 Patriots. It'd be a cool accomplishment.
If you go on to win the cup, yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a stain on our record for the rest of time.
All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg, and well done getting to work on time after the concert.
Thank you.
Yesterday, Robert Kraft's surrogate in the media, Tommy Curran, said this about Lamar Jackson.
If the Patriots are going to get in, they're going to give him $40 million a year. He hasn't finished either of the prior 2 seasons. He really hasn't had any kind of season that compares to 2019 since then. He had 16 touchdowns and 13 picks 2 years ago. I don't think that he immediately turns your team into a Super Bowl contender any more than he did for Baltimore.
So here's the situation. I don't know if the Patriots are going to sign Lamar Jackson, but I know that Bill Belichick loves that this conversation is being had in Boston and around the country. Yesterday, the biggest story in the NFL was Jeremy Fowler's report that the Patriots are, quote, a wild card to land Lamar Jackson. And Bill Belichick does not love Mac Jones. Robert Kraft does. So what you see here is you have Kraft getting his word out there that it would not make them an instant contender to try and get the fan base off of his heels to sign this guy when Lamar Jackson will cost $38 million more than Mac Jones does this year. But it does several things, but this began with Bill Belichick in the week leading up to the Ravens game when he went out of his way to discuss how difficult it would be for the Ravens to sign Lamar Jackson to a long-term deal, something totally out of character for Bill Belichick. So whatever the final result of this dalliance is, know this. This is something that Bill is happy about. Otherwise, Ninkovich and others would not be getting this info out there. It would have been said it was dispelled weeks ago. And Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are not on the same page about the most important position in the NFL, and that is something to keep an eye on no matter what happens with Lamar Jackson.
So you think that Ninkovich, who will join us at 8:20, is hearing some sort of a whisper that was generated by Bill?
Correct. And when you say something that is clearly not in any way part of the Patriots' plans, the people that are close to the organization get a little text message from some people in the organization that say, hey, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened. In fact, it's actually grown, the speculation. It hasn't subsided.
And I don't know what Tommy Curran's talking about, because prior to the season, or even at the first half of the season, anytime you brought up the Baltimore Ravens, they were a Super Bowl contender because of Lamar Jackson. They started out, 8-4 with him as their starting quarterback? They were right in the mix of things. So this whole thing of like, well, I don't know if he makes your team a contender. Like, come on. That's like saying, all right, if you get Josh Allen, I don't know if Josh Allen is going to make it. There are just a hit, and he's one of those guys. I mean, at least give him that, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. One of my favorite parts about March and watching all of these basketball games is the storylines that come out of it. And I think from time and time again, Shime and I are always sticking up for the millennials and the Gen Zers of the world against Greg. And this story, I think, is probably the best one I've heard in quite some time. Jordan Sarnoff is from New Jersey. He's a junior at Farley Dickinson University, but he's not a player at FDU, even though his name is everywhere right now. He is in headlines because he serves as the director of sports information and athletic media relations for the Knights.
Nerd alert.
He is a junior, a full-time student, junior at the university, and he also is the sports he's a sports management major, but he serves as the primary athletic media relations contact for men's basketball, women's bowling, women's lacrosse, men's soccer, and softball. He's currently the youngest D1 men's basketball sports information director in the country. To have all that pressure on you while you're also a full-time student as a junior at the school is something that is so crazy to me. And I think we always say that...
What do you mean?
So what's...
What do I mean? Have you ever met an SID that was a junior in college?
What's an SID?
That is the person, if you are ever working in college sports, and I think that this is where you laugh at a story. I've worked in college sports.
So for me, an SID...
No, I'm not getting all upset, but sometimes I say something that to me... You trigger me because you laugh at me. Like Tristan Thompson, we're talking about, I bring it back to actual sports, and you're like, okay, moving on. Let me just get my words out for a second. Jordan Sarnoff is a junior in college.
Right. He's a kid. And he has a second job while he's at school? Great.
He is the SID of the school.
And what's an SID?
So he schedules a couple interviews? Like what's
Oh, my God. You are... SIDs at BC, that is a full-time gig.
What's SID? I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. He's a sports information director. Okay, so he is the guy. If you need to get an interview with... All right, I'm done. Go on to Wiggy.
I'm trying to listen here.
You want another interesting fact about Farley Dickinson? They don't have a band, so they had to have the University of Dayton band playing for them.
See, and this is what, and that's SID is giving information of what the.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you saying that there?
Diet Coke come out my nose.
Are you saying that somebody in the school band is doing that, and they're also a student at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you didn't go to college, but going to college, you actually have to go to class and do things. The fact that this guy is also a full-time, has a full-time job is impressive to me.
I didn't go to college because I was working.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he's doing both. So, okay, leg up on you.
Good point, Courtney. He is doing both.
And the fact that you think it's such a wild, like, oh, this is such a weird story. Why are you bringing it up? Well, I don't know. Jamie Erdahl did a full interview with him. Everybody else finds it really interesting. I'm sorry you don't.
Yeah.
Let's go back to talking about Miami upset last night.
My man's grinding out there. He's a grinder.
Wow.
He's a straight hustler.
It's crazy.
Hey, they do those college people do a lot of work, especially the ones that get all that information. Generally, you don't see a guy doing multiple sports.
Doing multiple sports, but he's also a kid. Like, that's what is so crazy to me.
How many interview requests they're getting for the bowling team over there.
I don't know. Their basketball team's doing okay, so he's probably rolling dealing in, with a lot there.
Request after request after request.
I didn't know where Farley Dickinson was before. Where is that again? I
that
heard
New
of
Jersey.
Jersey, yeah. He's from New Jersey, too.
Madison, hey, guys, I got the bowling stats for you. Gotta go do my homework.
I don't think it's just stats. I think it's information.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
It's so a full-time gig.
Like where their top bowler's from.
All right. Well, geez, I'm afraid to say anything.
No, don't be afraid to say anything. I'm fine. You just come across like a jerk in these situations, so I'm fine.
Holy cow. It's like my internet is listening to the show. I just got who to follow, Jordan Sarnoff.
There you go.
He's from Fort Lee, New Jersey, and he looks like a real study kid.
Do you think he operates his own social media? Or
I can't wait to hear your lead this morning. It better be a 10 out of 10. Let's get to Greg's lead. Just skip Wiggy. I want to know exactly what Greg wants to tell us all about on this lovely Tuesday.
All right. We got to take a break, I think, real quick. We'll get to your lead.
All right.
Now, you want to tease your lead? We're going to get to your lead next.
My lead.
What's your lead?
Oh, well, my lead is going to be...
Give us a tease.
My lead is something that Brad Stevens didn't do to make Tatum better.
Oh,
I like
specifically
that.
Jason Tatum. Not the Celtics.
I'm juggling a lot of balls here.
All right, we'll get to Wiggy's lead. It's almost like you're going to school and you have a full-time job.
Right, juggling time. A lot it's of balls. Like
amazing. All right, well, we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come down. Coming up at 8, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss whether what Wiggy's favorite quarterback said means he is making a comeback to the NFL. That is coming up at 8. And then at 8:20, ESPN's Rob Ninkovich, who apparently believes the New England Patriots should and perhaps do have interest in Lamar Jackson, and Rob Bradford will join us from spring training. What? One more, let's see, opening day is next Thursday at Fenway, so only one more Bradfo hit from spring training left, Curtis, yeah. And then boom, it's baseball season. Yeah.
I hope Bradfo had a happy St. Pat's down in Fort Myers.
I'm guessing he may have spent it at Twin Peaks, a very Irish place down there.
He loves it.
All right. And on the Subaru of New England text line, Courtney, a lot of support for you. Some people calling me a D-bag.
Hmm.
So, I don't know what... Courtney, tell Greg to quit being a D-bag. I've been enjoying that story that you're talking about all weekend long. So that person on their couch just probably watching that story by Jamie Erdahl over and over and over again.
It was a good. It was well done by Jamie Erdahl.
I stand corrected. I should have not been so hard on you on that. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, my lead is simple because I know Courtney wants to get to yours, so I'm going to make it quick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put this... on Brad Stevens if they don't win an NBA title or if they don't get back to the championship or if people are continuing to say Tatum is not the leader, he needs to be the leader. I think where Brad dropped the ball is by not, and now that we know how Jaylen Brown feels, by not trading Jaylen Brown to get a guy like Durant or even bringing a guy like Beal, because the one thing that I think really changed Kobe's trajectory of his career was having the influence of a veteran big brother. Even though him and Shaq might have bumped heads a little bit, I think that's the one thing that Tatum misses, because both Jaylen and Tatum are like kind of the same age. So there's really not that big brother status that sometimes you need these superstars to have, that guy that can be, you know, a mentor that that dude looks up to. Yeah. And we know that Tatum kind of looks up a little bit to Kevin Durant. We know he looks up a little bit to Bradley Beal. I think he even called Bradley Beal like his big bro. That's the one thing I look at for Tatum is maybe he needs that older dude to kind of like teach him some of that leadership quality similar to what Shaq and Kobe had.
Do you think, based on the Jaylen Brown comments to the New York Times,
uh-huh,
that he is unhappy here?
Yes. Okay.
And do you think the organization was aware of that?
I think the organization was aware on how he feels, because Jaylen is such a he's on the forefront of everything. So I think the organization probably had conversations with him just about things that he wanted to do in the community.
Well, if they were aware of that,
uh-huh,
and aware of the possibility that he didn't want to be here any longer, then they should have done the Durant deal or some other deal for him.
And I think it's that part, of what we found out from Jaylen and just, you know, how, you know, he's treated as a black man in Boston. I think it's part that, and I think it's part on how they treat him. Mm-hmm. Do you think Jaylen Brown feels comfortable with the way that the Celtics organization treat him? No. And that, with those two things, I think it might have been better for them to go, okay, maybe we get a guy that Tatum could look up to, help him develop as a leader, and then Jaylen can have the opportunity to, A, be someplace where he feels as a black athlete he can really take advantage of the opportunity, and not a guy that's always being talked about. I know if I was Jaylen Brown, I'd be pissed if every single time I heard the Celtics trades, it was always my name. And it was never Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, look at his play. He's one of their best players. But I don't think he feels like he gets that just due.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Courtney, you ready for this one?
I am.
One city councilor here in Boston has officially proposed a nip ban.
Mm.
Thank God.
And apparently the issue was exacerbated over the weekend in Southie, which has led to City Councilor Arroyo proposing that there is a ban on nips. I'm not a nip person. I mean, but I know a lot of people who are. There are people who consume alcohol in various forms, be it directly from the bottle or a Borg, or in some cases, apparently a nip. But here is City Councilor Arroyo, who has proposed this ban on nips in the city of Boston, and the city council will debate this at a meeting tomorrow night.
I have heard significantly good reasons to move forward with this type of ban. I think the residents of that neighborhood specifically this weekend after will likely be large supporters of a bill like this.
All right, Curtis, did you see a lot of nips on the ground this morning, yesterday morning, when you were making your way through Southie with Pudge?
More sort of unseemly was the human waste that I saw. And it's really not that much different than any other Friday, Saturday, or Sunday morning. People consume alcohol. Yesterday, I got around Castle Island, walked home right before I got to my condo. A full wounded soldier Smirnoff ice bottle on a stoop. Huh. So, you know, people are going to drink alcohol.
I was going to say, I mean, do we have to ban things?
No.
In this city or in this state? Or, are people going to stop drinking if they ban nips?
No.
Councilor Arroyo?
I would like to have every elected official fix every pothole before we do anything else. If we have Melina Cass figured out, if we have, you know, the drug use epidemic that is taking over Boston and every other major city, if we have crime solved, if we have traffic solved, we can get to the nips. This is such a trying to utilize the moment to get something done that you've always wanted to do. So you say, oh my God, in South Boston, we just have these nips everywhere. We have to do something. No, the issue really is simply that people drink and then they don't throw things out, whether it's a nip or a half pint.
And just be honest, it's about the fact that they aren't recyclable. That's what the issue is. Right.
I feel like I see more Bud Light cans than I do anything else.
You do? You see more Bud Light cans.
I didn't see any nips outside my building. It was all like full beer cans. It's gross.
Yeah.
Now you live in the hood, Courtney.
All right, how was that for a lead?
That was great. Okay. Yeah. Hadn't heard about it before. Okay. Really good. Free the nip.
Free the nip.
Free the nip.
I love the tension in there today. Great.
Because what was the other place that wanted? There was another place that wanted to ban nips.
They banned Newton.
Newton. Was it Newton?
Yeah, they banned them.
I thought there was some place way out west that wanted to ban nips.
It'll probably, the whole state will probably follow suit if it happens in Boston.
I got a great idea for Southie and the nips.
Yes.
Why not bring in the prisoners and they can clean up Southie?
No thanks.
I mean, they do it all the time. I see the guys on the highway, the sheriffs.
I mean, is there anybody that's actually in prison anymore, Curtis? Or has everybody been?
No, just Trump.
Still a few people.
When is the former president being arrested? Is that today?
Let me make Tuesday. This clear. I will never vote for Donald Trump for any office again.
Same.
But whoever is doing this might be like in his campaign staff. Like the fact that they are so stupid to be reaching in this way, they have to know they're emboldening him, correct?
Yeah, I would assume they do. I mean.
Anyway, but
probably a great mugshot though. Like, I mean, thumbs up in the mugshot.
It is crazy though. This guy Brian Enten, who's a big investigative reporter, he's outside of Mar-a-Lago right now, and he keeps tweeting like, "All's quiet here." Like, I don't need a play-by-play.
Does he have two jobs too?
Yes.
Good run, Chai. Did Curtis feed you that?
No.
It's okay, Courtney.
I stand by the story. It's a great story.
It was a great story.
And if you actually take the time to look at what an SID does, it's more than just giving out stats.
It was heartwarming and inspirational. Yes.
Yeah.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me actually want to go to college and have two jobs.
But that's the best thing about college sports is when they highlight the athletes and people, like, you know, you see it all the time, like, you know, some kid like Princeton, they'll highlight the kid on the team who's all of a sudden playing well, and now, you know, they just went to SIDs.
Right, but they don't give enough attention to the managers. That's how I feel.
I agree.
Me and Jamie Erdahl and Courtney, not enough attention paid to the managers.
Nobody ever did a story on my Powerade making with BC, my friend.
Right, exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Troy Bell loved it.
Yeah.
All right, those are today's leads. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.